I can't think where to hide. The good spots are all taken. So I run from the kitchen and go back to the stairs where I still hear that bang, bang, banging. Then, just when I'm thinking maybe them robbers aren't going to be able to get in, I hear crack. Now there's boots thumping around up there.
Downstairs, goes a voice.
Of course, I know I should run away, maybe hide in the sanctuary, crouch down between the pews, or even in the coat room, huddled under the ratty mittens and mothball-smelling scarves in the box marked Lost and Found. But hearing that voice, well, I don't feel as scared anymore. I want to know who's up there. The stairs are wide and winding, with an iron rail going up the middle. So I lie at the bottom, snugged up tight to the railing. I'm thinking, I'll hide in the shadows. You know, they won't see me, but I'll see them. Three men come down. Their bodies shake the stairs. One of them laughs, sniffs the air like he's sniffing me out. Please walk by me. Please think I'm part of the shadow. His boot hits the step my head is on. He stops, sniffs the air again. I shut my eyes. Please, please walk by me. I pop open my eyes. Black eyes stare straight at me. Yanking me up by my arms, the other two men set me on my feet, but I'm too scared to stand. My legs wobble and shake. Of course, they don't care. They drag me like a puppy that can't keep up. I'm whining like one, too. Ouch! I say. My arm, my shoulder, my legs! Ow! 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 But they keep pulling, making me follow the first man, the one with them black eyes. Down the hall and around the corner we go, heading on over to where the sanctuary is. When we get there, the two men push me over to the first man. He grabs my arm, jerks me to his side. In front of us is a cross. It's dark, but I see good enough 'cause black candles are burning. I don't know who lit 'em. Of course, I haven't been to many churches. Just our Catholic one, and that other one when Mom sent me and Gilbert to Sunday school that time. But I'm pretty sure they all have big crosses at the front, just like this one. This cross looks different, though. It looks funny. The bar that's supposed to go across the top is at the bottom. It's like somebody put the cross on the wall the wrong way. Now I'm turning, giving the man next to me the eye, 'cause he's holding my arm, squeezing so tight I feel his hand leaving fingerprint bruises on my skin. But I can't tell if he knows I'm giving him the eye, 'cause he's wearing a mask. It's the kind you wear to go skiing, with little holes for the eyes and mouth.
Don't worry, he says.
He bends down, looks at me.
You have been chosen, he says.
I want to say, chosen for what? But now he's given me such a weird feeling that I'm too frightened to open my mouth. I don't want that prickly feeling to crawl inside me, especially through my mouth. I turn away. The men who were dragging me are standing there next to me. They have masks on, too. Behind them is a bed. I'm more scared now than I was before. And I'm wondering why you guys don't come out and save me. But I guess you're scared, too. Then the one man holds my hand up in the air with his. He shows that upside-down cross, how our two fists are joined together.
And then he says some words that don't sound right. It's like they aren't English. So now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm getting married. I'm too little to get married. But I don't have time to ask any questions because this man starts shoving me to the bed. I want to wake up now because I know this is just a dream. I tell myself, wake up, wake up. But nothing happens. I don't want to go there to that bed. I start kicking. I yell. But this guy's an adult. I'm just a kid. I can't get away. So instead, I do the first thing that pops into my head. I grab for his mask.